Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. It doesn't take long to forget. By the time you get out to the garage, you can't remember why you went out there in the first place. Just days or weeks after a national or global event, our world seemingly forgets all about it, and it moves on to the next big thing. Though you are baptized in Christ, it's a daily battle. It's a daily battle to remember who you really are in Christ, a child of God, no more, no less. It's easy to forget the letter of Jude, too. Just 25 verses, only one chapter, but Jude has a very important message for us, especially on this last Sunday of the church year, when we look ahead to Jesus' return on the last day. Jude teaches us that the church remembers Jesus because Jesus remembers his church. It's a message that's easy to forget because many churches these days have forgotten about Jesus. What happens when you forget who Jesus is and what he has said? Jude wrote this little epistle around AD 68, 35 years after the death, resurrection, and ascension of Jesus. Most of the apostles died. Jude was not an apostle, but was compelled to write to the church in their place. Jude writes this with a stated purpose. This is from verse 5 in Jude. To remind you, although you once fully knew it, that Jesus, who saved a people out of the land of Egypt, afterward destroyed those who did not believe. The church had forgotten Jesus. They had forgotten his promised return. They had forgotten that he will come as both Savior of those who believe and destroyer of those who do not believe, just as it has happened in the past at the Exodus from Egypt. Jude is a call to remember who Jesus is and what he has said, both as Savior and destroyer. We need to remember that Jesus and Jesus alone is your Savior and the Savior of the world. He has saved you from sin and death by his death and resurrection. He saves you even now by his word and spirit through the means of grace. Where he does not remember your sin, but forgives it. He will save you. He will save you finally and fully from this world that's destined for destruction when he comes again in all his glory and fills you with joy. What happens? What happens when you forget that Jesus will also return as a destroyer of those who do not believe? You see yourself as someone securely saved. You are tempted just as the church of all times and places is tempted to be comfortable in our ways, even in your sins, living the way you want to live, giving yourself license, falling into patterns of thinking and patterns of doing that you know are not in accordance with the Word of God. You convince yourself that you do not need to worry about it or change anything. Remember instead that Jesus truly will return someday as your judge. He calls you to repentance. He calls you to trust in his forgiveness. He calls you to live a new life according to his word. And he calls you to remember that those who do forget will be destroyed in eternal, never-ending punishment. As frightening as that is, how comforting to remember that Jesus never forgets you. He is always with you. God has always been and always will be mindful of you. He has called you through the waters of holy baptism, where he joined you to himself and all other believers in him. He continues to love you by feeding you with the fruits of his cross. He promises to keep you in the one true faith by his word and spirit until the day you see him face to face. Jesus does live. Jesus does reign. He hears your prayers. He answers you. He remembers you. We hear Jude call us in our text to remember Jesus. The first four of these activities are encouragement for ourselves as believers. Build up. Build yourself up in the holy faith. Pray to the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God and wait. And wait for his mercy. Having offered encouragement as how believers themselves should live, Jude then adds three ways believers should live in relation to others, especially those who doubt. Have mercy. Have mercy on those who doubt. Save others from the fire. Save them. Hate even the garment stained by flesh. How can you remember this list? Remember what Jesus has done for you. He gave his life for you. He conquered death for you. He sent his spirit that you might believe his promises of forgiveness, life, and salvation. He has promised to return in glory for you. He has promised to destroy those who do not believe, but he has also promised to save those who do believe. Listen to his promise. This is from John chapter 14. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Jesus remembers you. That's how you remember him. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.